Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
So if someone were to ask you what is the most important thing about the resurrection of Jesus, what would you say? The gift of eternal life, the forgiveness of sins, the hope of heaven? Or would you be more practical and say, well, the message of Jesus inspired a new way of life. It gathered a new community that has really made an impact upon the world. Some of those answers may be very good. In fact, they are the answers that people usually expect from the church, and especially on Easter morning. Isn't Easter, after all about how God has given us the eternal life and how now we can zip up to heaven when we die? Aren't we now a changed people? Aren't we a transformed people? Don't we have the hope of living a new life and springtime and tulips and new beginnings and all of that? Again, isn't that what we expect to hear from the church on Easter morning? And there is room for all those things, or at least some of those things, in the Christian faith. But they are not Easter morning. Not yet. Easter morning is about something much simpler and even more important. Just listen again to that young man at the tomb whom the women met. That young man was probably an angel. And this is what he said. Don't be alarmed. You're looking for Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He's not here. He has risen. Look at the place where they laid him. But he's gone ahead of you. He's gone to Galilee, and you'll see him there. And that's all he said. No eternal life, no heaven, no new life to live, no tulips or springtime or new beginnings. No life streaming on the rays of the rising sun. In other words, that angel, that young man, he did not preach a sermon on Easter morning, but he just spoke the simple news that the guy who was crucified has risen, and he's on his way to Rhinelander. That's what Galilee was to the folks back then. It was Rhinelander, it was Duluth, it was Watersmeets. It was that place up north where Jesus grew up and where he called his first disciples and where he began his ministry. In fact, you can still go to Galilee today, or at least the region that was called Galilee. It's of course still there. It's part of northern Israel and just south of Lebanon. And at this point, we might pause and ask ourselves, we are going to make up a religion that would awe and inspire, a religion that hangs on the message that a man is risen from the dead and through this man you may have eternal life. Would we really begin it by saying he's on his way to Duluth? And yet that was the message. That's what the angel said. Jesus went to Galilee when he rose from the dead, and on his way, he went to a town called Emmaus first, and then he went to the upper room in Jerusalem, and later he went to a beach, and he built a campfire and roasted fish on the shores of Lake Gennesaret. The point is this. The risen man, the risen Lord Jesus, went places. The same as if I came to you and told you that your grandma was risen, and she's on her way to Milwaukee. And that fact of Jesus going places, tells you everything that you need to know about Easter morning and why we are here. First, it tells you that when we say Jesus is risen, we mean Jesus is risen. Really? Jesus does not live in the mists of the dawn or on the winds of autumn. He does not stream on the shining rays of the sun or live in a cloudy paradise somewhere 30 light years west of Jupiter. Jesus lives here. He died on a cross, the way thousands of others did. In And then he got up, and he left his grave, his lungs and his nostrils filled with the Holy Spirit, his feet stepping on the soil of the earth. According to the Gospel of Luke, he walked down a road, he broke bread, he ate roasted fish. And even when he went into heaven 40 days later, he kept the power to go places, saying, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And if the end of the age, then also the ends of the earth." Jesus is a man, and he's alive. A living man with a body who can go places, and who is even now in this room with you. And he's out there on the streets with you. And since that is who Jesus is, the risen man who can go places, the life of the church is simple. We are not here to tell people where they're going to go. We are here to tell the news of where Jesus has gone. It all started in Jerusalem, where he rose. And from there, he sent his disciples to Emmaus and Galilee, and from there to Antioch and Damascus and Egypt and Greece and Rome and all the ends of the earth. The history of the church is the history of where the risen Lord goes. And where the risen Lord goes is the history of where God goes. And so where you find God, there you will find Jesus, and where you find Jesus, you will find the church. They all go together. This is what it means for God to have become flesh. I suppose you could even say that the life of the church isn't so much about preaching sermons as about telling the news. Because, of course, that's what gospel means, good news. That's what we're all about in the church. Sometimes I feel sorry for you poor folks. I feel as though you're listening to sermons all the time. And I don't mean the sermons in here. I mean the sermons out there. You turn on the news and you can listen to 2 hours of sermons. You can spend all your time out there listening to people tell you who's right and who's wrong, and whether or not you are right or wrong. You hear this all the time, and sometimes we even get caught up into it and we become speakers of it. You can spend all your days listening to all those opinions and sermons of who you are or who you should be or who you shouldn't be and how it's too bad that you are what you are and couldn't you be something different. But you see, here in the church, we're just telling you the news. The news is that Jesus is risen, and he has come here to Wausau and to central Wisconsin and to Schofield and Rothschild and Weston and wherever else people may be listening over the radio waves this morning. He has come to this altar to give you himself, the very body that climbed out of the grave, the body that breathes the Holy Spirit, the body that carries the wounds of crucifixion, the blood that once stained the cross. Jesus is here in 54403, feeding and nourishing you. Or I think of the baptism that we had last night at the Easter Vigil. When you are baptized, we are simply telling the news that Jesus has chosen to go with you into your life and even into your death, there to give you life. At holy baptism, the risen Lord doesn't just go into places, but into people. So that's the newsflash for today. Heaven and eternal life, I mean, don't get me wrong, they're a thing. But they are a thing only because Jesus is a thing. He's a person, a man. And he's gone places. He's not dead. He's here. He's come for you. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed.